Hello, my name is Brian Zollinton, and I'm a person with visual disability, and now we call here legally blind in Australia. So I'm new settler as a refugee in Australia. Actually, my background is I'm from Burma, Myanmar. So I was born in one of the region, Sagaing, that's a dry zone. And my parents were government staff. I have a problem, eye problem, since I was young, but it's progressing. It was slowly. And when I was about high school, I couldn't able to read my handwriting, and I couldn't read the board, whiteboard, blackboard. So then I engaged, participate in the disability communities. So I found many challenges in the limited opportunity or limited accessibility country. Only my parents and my teachers who are kind of understanding about my situation. Like my parents, they're not aware of disability. And also, they don't have an understanding about the human rights or the things like fighting for equal opportunity or treat me as the other children, like a sighted children, and allow me to participate in everything. That make myself grow or adapted easily in my life. I've studied in mainstream school. This is one important thing. In some countries, even my country, we have some blind school for the blind. So most of the parents or the government think we should study in the separate school, the special school. Given the chance to learn in the mainstream school is growing together with sighted person or different ability or different backgrounds. So that make me independent and adjust skill to grow and adjustable in different environment in such life. So I feel like when I was young, I was so ambitious. I like to do some politics, like a politician. I would like to serve all the people and the community to the country. But I realized that I couldn't see, and I felt, I couldn't receive, I couldn't reach to my goal or aim. But I, on the other hand, I thought, working with the community or helping the needy person, that's also the same. So since then, I actively involved in disability. Gradually, I learned what is social model of disability and what is human rights. So my thoughts was changed. I should stand and fight for those who neglect their rights and bring out their voice and feelings and their equal rights. So I decided I will make to improve my knowledge and skill to better and effective walk in my dream life. So now that's why I apply the scholarship to study public policy in the Philippines, and I got a scholarship from Open Society Foundation. Then I graduated Master of Public Affairs in the University of the Philippines, Los Baños. Then I could serve more to my disability community, actively involved in doing research and preparing, developing reports and giving trainings, and as well as awareness discussion to public awareness talk, something like that. I'm happy in my what I'm doing. But after the military coup, I need to fled my country because I don't want to walk with dictatorship or the government who does not respect to the rights of every citizen, because the military government, they accuse the election wasn't not fair, so they control the power. They quote to control the country power. I participated in the protest against them because we feel, we observe in the election monitoring, and we found that the election was fair, and we voted our participation, political rights. So they didn't respect to us. We feel like that. So that is why we stopped working with the government disability rights committee. We left the country with the reasons of we can do more outside the country than inside the limitation and restriction, so that we can, for that reason, we left the country and initiate the committee for the equal rights of persons with disability. And it's now keep on serving for the person with disability in Myanmar with the collaborating with the respective agency like the National Unity Government, some ethnic groups, and some development agencies, some professionals, organizations. So this is the current situation. In the future, I would like to be researcher. And what I like to do, I will do the research on disability and give that learning and information to the public. What should we change, or how should we do for the better community, for everyone, and inclusiveness of the person with disability in a meaningful life or equal opportunity with others. So I would like to serve with my knowledge and experience for the person with disability and the all communities. In my background, I believe as a Christian, I feel like God gave me that opportunity. That is my vocation, being a blind and being a Asian Burmese people. I have to do for the person with disability, for the blind, and for the Asian people, as well as all the people. Thank you very much.
How did you get to know about KIN?
When I came here, I found some challenges or difficult in adjustment in a new life. So I share my experience to one of my colleagues. So blind lady, she introduced me to contact KIN. KIN is helping advocate for us, for the rights of person with disability. So I phone up to KIN, and I received the help, the support from KIN. I feel like when I received the support, all the process from the government is smoother than before. When I try by myself, it's a little bit difficult. Submitting the applications, it takes longer. And where is the right place to do what I want, like applying the housing or something? So with the help of KIN, I overcome all my challenges.
This has been a JM Podcasting Services production. Link in the show notes.